Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. It was a rough morning commute in and out of Penn Station after another fire on a track at Penn, the second one in a month.
Already nearly 3 hours late for work in her commute from Jersey to Long Island, Alicia was nice enough to stop and talk to me.
Yeah. Are you getting the information you need is what I was going to ask.
No,
you.
That's another frustration part. There was nobody there to help. That's the reason I was getting lost because I was asking. There was nobody there to help me. There was no workers.
Then there was Manisa, who's headed back to Jersey. I was watching her. She was helping other passengers who were stranded, getting them information about what they should do next.
So you were helping other people, which was nice of you to do.
Thanks.
What's your plan now? What are you
going to
do?
I'm going to end up going to Newark, Penn Station, and then going to take the train to New Brunswick.
Another rider told me, Glenn, thank goodness it's the weekend. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM at NJT at Penn Station.
A rally is underway on the steps of City Hall while the City Council Transportation Committee meets. Safe Streets advocates, elected officials, and community groups are banding together in support of spending more money on daylighting. That's when they remove parking spaces near intersections and crosswalks to get rid of blind spots and improve visibility for pedestrians, drivers, and cyclists. Councilmember Julie Wan is supporting the bill to make that happen. She says too many people have been injured and killed at intersections.
This is something that is proven to save lives. So we are pushing for 40,000 intersections in New York City because we can't delay this any longer. And we want daily lighting now.
Critics, including the DOT, have argued that removing the parking spots without adding hard barriers could create more traffic issues or just eliminate valuable parking spaces. Police in Canarsie are on the hunt for a suspect in a deadly stabbing. They say the suspect and 34-year-old Isaiah Freeman allegedly got into a heated dispute near Seaview Avenue and Rockaway Parkway Wednesday night. The suspect pulled out a knife and stabbed Freeman in the chest before running toward the Bayview houses. Freeman was taken to the hospital in critical condition where, sadly, he later died. So far, no arrests have been made. Governor Hochul is doubling down on New York's pushback against ICE, and that includes more restrictions on federal agents, including a mask ban and limiting immigration enforcement in certain settings.
We will not be allowing civil immigration to occur with ICE agents in sensitive locations unless you have a court order or warrant for arrest. That would be a church, a place of worship, a school, a community center, our courthouses.
The legislation, which was passed as part of the state budget, also bans new agreements that allow local jails and law enforcement agencies to work with ICE on immigration enforcement. The Department of Homeland Security, not a fan of the pushback. The New York Times is reporting an internal memo from their general counsel that assured agents they were not legally required to comply with state and local mask bans and that they should, quote, freely perform their duties without concern for state interference. A Queens man is accused of stealing over $100,000 in Pokemon cards. Cops say 28-year-old Andy David Palacios Ortiz helped orchestrate and execute two armed robberies back in January, recruiting a getaway driver and scouting out the trading card stores himself. The first hit was on January 9th in Queens, the second 5 days later at a store in Lower Manhattan. He used a hammer to smash through an open display case. Ortiz is the only arrest in the case so far. He's charged with Hobbs Act robbery and conspiracy. Well, if you haven't already made this determination for yourself, let me be the one to tell you. This summer, with the World Cup in town, you may not want to even think about trying to get around the city by car.
On the 8 World Cup match days, 42nd Street from 5th to 12th Avenues will go buses only for shuttles to and from MetLife Stadium. Also, 40th Street between 8th and 11th Avenues and 41st between 8th and 10th will be bus and shuttle blocks. Those are some of the closures from Mayor Mamdani, which will begin 6 hours before each game and go till up to 3 hours after each game ends. Each match day will be a gridlock alert day, with the message being, if you can, avoid driving, especially in Midtown. The city is also working with Midtown businesses to try and cut down on truck deliveries during match days. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
A wait for the train turned violent for one commuter in Clinton Hill. The NYPD says a 35-year-old man was just standing on the platform at the Clinton-Washington Avenue stop when two men approached him. One allegedly pulled a gun, hitting the victim in the head multiple times with it before they swiped his cell phone and then ran off. The man was taken to Mount Sinai, Brooklyn, in stable condition. Photos of the two are now up on the NYPD's Crime Stoppers X page. Police have put out a sketch of a suspect this morning after a woman was sexually assaulted in a Coney Island park.
Police are keeping a close eye on Kaiser Park and searching for a suspect. They say sexually assaulted a 59-year-old woman here on Tuesday morning. Tanya, shocked to hear the news, she showed up just an hour later.
I'm here every morning. I'm never alone walking out here.
She says her and her partner come to this park frequently, and usually it's packed with people.
Afternoon, probably people come out.
Always people in here jogging and exercising, so.
Police say the suspect is on the run, and they're asking anyone with any information to give Crime Stoppers a call, 1-800-577-TIPS. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Coney Island.
Three people were shot and one person slashed up in Washington Heights last night. Police say it all started out as a verbal dispute near West 162nd and Fort Washington Avenue. Two 18-year-old siblings got into it with two men who were both in their 20s. One of them eventually hit and slashed the 18-year-old man, who then drew a gun and opened fire, hitting both the man and his sister. All four were hospitalized and are expected to recover. The three men were arrested.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.